Filling Your Tank. Matthew chapter 25, verses 1 through 13. English Standard Version. The parable of the 10 virgins. Then the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish, and 5 of them were wise. For when the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them. But the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. As the bridegroom was delayed, they all became drowsy and slept. But at midnight there was a cry, "Here is the bridegroom! Come out to meet him!" Then all those virgins rose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise answered, saying, "Since there will not be enough for us and for you, go rather to the dealers and buy for yourselves." And while they were going to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went with him to the marriage feast, and the door was shut. Afterward, the other virgins came also, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he answered, "Truly I say to you, I do not know you. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour." Faith is filling the tank, especially when it's a rental car. Fill her up. Now that is faith, isn't it? How do you know that you will take the whole journey, that you won't change your mind soon after you start, and that you will use up all of the fuel? And if you cannot complete the journey, what a waste it is to have all that gasoline still unused sitting in the tank. When you return the rental car, you don't get any value back for the unused fuel just because there is still gas in the tank, do you? Notice how the really successful people, the possibility thinkers, always fill their tanks before they are certain how long the trip will be. Isn't that exactly what you did when you took that special extra training course? When you went back to school and obtained your advanced degree? Filling your tanks becomes a key element in achieving success and in the process of growing your faith to a higher level. Doing so activates an inner commitment. It sets in distinct and concrete ways the hopes and dreams that you have and that you are going to achieve. Reread carefully the above referenced scripture verses. The wise women were those who filled their vessels with oil and took extra oil along. There is a very strong warning in this parable that God wants all of us to learn. Opportunities will come to you in unexpected times and places, so always be prepared for them. Make sure that your tank of faith is always full of needed fuel, so that you can be prepared for the unexpected opportunity that wasn't really in your plan whenever it presents itself. Faith is filling your tank so that you can be prepared for an unanticipated emergency along the road, like helping a lonely, wounded person along the road of life, or like stepping into the life of a hurting friend or even stranger who is in real need of personal assistance and no one of their family or close friends is willing to assist. There is also a promise in this godly principle. The promise is that God gives great opportunities to those who are well prepared and willing to take advantage of such opportunities. Inspiration plus preparation plus saturation equals success. Keep your faith tank full at all times. None of your fuel will ever be wasted. someone will always benefit from it. Oh dear God, in a changing world filled with want and need, I want to be prepared for the unexpected. Please help me fill my tank of faith today with your promises and your wisdom so that I will not miss the opportunities you bring before me. Amen. All things are possible to him who believes.